Good morning, everybody. I'd like to speak today about a topic from this week's Seder. I've chosen as my topic the subject of Lifne Iver Leisete Michal. The Inyan is a very, very huge, big Inyan. We've already touched on a number of aspects of it in previous Shiurim. And I'm hoping today, you know, we'll touch on the final, not the final aspect of Lifne Iver. You can go on and on forever. Every bit of it has got an enormous amount in it. It's just enormous what the shine, what the achrayim dig out. But at least we're touching a little bit on the surface. What we're doing today, I hope everybody understands that we're just sort of outlining the principles. It's not lehalocha lemaisa. Anybody's got an actual shaila, modern problem, will have to ask the shaila, because no two cases are the same. Every case has got a slight different nuance to it, so we are just trying to show the general overall principles on which this is built. So what I'd like to start with is to discuss the following question. What happens if you've got a machlokes about a halacha, and very often you get this, you get a machlokes amongst the poskim, the gedolim, and the different hogas, some people Matthias, some people are Asa. So what is the situation legabi lifne iver leisete michal? If I belong to the Matirim and I hold that this thing is absolutely mutter, can I give it to you? I invite you to my house, and one of the soup or something contains an ingredient which you hold as osur, can I say, listen, who cares? I mean, you don't know about it. Eat the soup. I know it's mutter. I pass into the smutter, or I hold like the possum that's mutter. So as far as I'm concerned, this is absolute heter gomel. You're making mistakes. And therefore, you know, I don't need to worry about this. I'll give you this soup, and I won't say a word about it. Am I allowed to do that, or is it a question of listening either? Well, in the first place, if I give you something which you think is safe, it's definitely clear that a lifne iver of traitors there isn't here. If I pass them at a smutter, and I go so far that I'm prepared to eat it myself, then in the same way as I'm allowed to eat it, I mean, I'm allowed to rely, you know, we've been talking about, not talking about San Makita and people who don't keep a local. I'm talking about people, either I'm a big poisic myself, and I've worked it out, and in my opinion, this is mutter, or I am a person who relies on the big poskim, and I follow the poskim who says that it's mutter. So as far as I'm concerned, this is definitely mutter. So in the same way as I'm allowed to eat it myself, I can't possibly be overlifting either by giving it to you, because I'm not putting a michshel. As far as I'm concerned, it's not a michshel. However, and this is very interesting, there's a long Mordechai in Yevamos that goes into this, and he says, in Akaram, it's not Lifne Iver, but it's a Dover Mechua. It's not a nice thing to do. You're a friend of mine, I've invited you, and to give you something, you know, which you hold is safe, this is something, you know, I wouldn't like someone to do that to me, in the reverse. And so goes the Kral Madi Tzanilach Al Kasel Chavecho. You don't like it, so don't do it to Yenin. Even though you hold its mutter, but, you know, be a mensch, you'll upset him. If he finds out, he'll be very, very upset. So don't do it to Yenin. And that is really such a strong halakha that he is allowed to rely on that. He doesn't have to worry, listen, I can't go to Rabbi Friday's house because he holds that certain things are mutter, who knows what he'd give me to eat. You know? No, you can rely on it that he wouldn't do a thing like that. It's a Gemara in Chulin. As a Meister, a Rav came and he was eating with Shmuel, and it was something about which had a machlokes. And Rav, you know, they lied on Shmuel, and he says, Chasli, you know, that Chasli Shalom, no, Shmuel wouldn't give me midi de la severely, something which I don't hold of. And we find famous, well known Gemaras about the machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that certain things which they were matter, certain things which they uttered. Even big things, I'm not talking about little things, but even big things in your vomits, you get mamish, mamzeris, you get your things, Taurus Ervo, according to Beis Shammai, it's completely mutter, it's a mitzvah, it's a miyabim, it's Taurus Ervo, according to Beis Hillel, Chiyukoris, children are mamzerim. So the children mamzerim, you know, how can I'll be mashadach, and I'll tell you this is a lovely girl thing, and who knows, you know, it could be, you know, I'm going to marry a girl from Beis Shammai, they hold it smutter, and they won't tell me anything. No, it says that they were intermarried with each other, and they were happy, and they got on with each other, there was shalom between them, because they were madia each other, and they said, listen, this girl is a lovely girl, but you can't have her, because according to you, she's also, we hold it smutter, and yet the Shem, she finds a lovely shidduch amongst one of your Beis Shammai boys, but for you, you know, it's also, so keep away. And even the ordinary people, the man in the street and the woman in the street, they borrow, it says the women used to borrow each other's kalim, even though, you know, I'm borrowing a kalim for you, you might have used it for something, but if you use it for something which I don't hold of, then the women inform each other, this I can lend you, this I can't lend you my thrashes and what, because I've used that for such and such, and according to you, you're not allowed to have it. So they were madia each other, and it's a very sort of beautiful relationship in that way. Now this applies to where I hold it something is also, I hold it something is mutter, and you hold it as also, because you hold it as also, and I think that you've made a mistake. But sometimes, it's not a question of you hold something as also, but you've got a sort of a minig, you know, this is how you feel, that in your family you've got a minig, you know, to do this and this thing, you know, and Pesach is a special good time, you know, it's the mountain and fog I've heard, you know, the Brochtus are the obvious one that comes to mind. I think most of the people who don't eat the Brochtus, you know, if somebody doesn't eat the Brochtus because he really thinks that this might be Chometz, then it would be the same as what I said before, that there would be no listener either if I had some soup in which I'd cooked some nice knedel. There would be no lifnei either if I gave it to you, only it wouldn't be a nice thing to do, you know, you don't eat the broth. Then I would have to say, listen, you can't have the soup, I cooked some knedel in it. I'll make sure I take the knedel out before, whatever. But, you know, but I mean, take it out before you cook it. Don't put them in at all, what I said, what I had to say. Don't put them in at all, you know, when you serve it to the materium, then you put it in, but before you cook the soup, it's strictly non-gebrocht, as the hotel advertised. But if you hold, you know, somebody says, look, I know non-gebrocht, you know, the brocht, you know, it's not the day, there's nothing, you know, the chashash of Chometz doesn't exist anymore. The fact that in today's machine matters, you know, you can examine 1,000 matters, you won't find any raw flour in them that is a chashash. There's no chashash at all, and it isn't. But, you know, as always, that, you know, we're Hasidish, or we are family, or we've got tradition, and Essendon, you know, some people like maybe make a status, and yeah, it hasn't changed the rocks, yeah. And so, you know, we have to keep up the tradition. So this is a meaning in our family, we don't eat the brocks. I think some in Holland, I mean in Germany, I think there were families that didn't eat fish on Pesach, because the way they brought the fish and lorries, in Hungary, why they didn't eat fish, because the more they decided, you know, it made sense. At one time there was a chashash, they brought it and lorries together with whatever it was, you know. Nowadays there's no such a chashash, but they keep it up. It's a sort of a family tradition, you know, we don't eat fish on Pesach. Even though we know that it's not also, but you know, we don't do it. Now that is worse, surprisingly. Because if you know that it's really mutter, there's no chashash, but we are annoyed that we don't eat the brocks, or we don't eat fish, you know, on Pesach, whatever it is, then it's begedesh shavi nafshech hatichet yisura. It's like you make a neder, you know, you take it, I mean, make a neder, I ask upon myself, I take undertaking to make a neder, I don't eat fish on Pesach. Now if it's a neder, then it's taka osa. If this is your neighbor, then it's osa. And you remember, kabbal upon yourself, you don't eat your brocks, then it's taka, there's an issue for you to eat your brocks. Right? If you get fed up with it, and then you want to start eating knedel and things, you can go and be matter the neighbor, but without being matter the neighbor, there is an actual issue. And in that case, if I would give you some soup which has the brocks in it, then I would be over the neighbor. Not the neighbor upon it, well, no comments there, as far as I'm concerned, but the lifnei eva of neder, that I made you be either your neder. So this applies to anything where I've got a minig from my tradition, my parents, the minig of the mokum, whatever it is. And, you know, again, that goes so far that you can rely on me, that since I know, of course, I've got to know. If I don't know that you don't eat your brocks, then you can be in trouble. But if you come to me and you know that I know that you don't eat the drops, then you can rely on it. I wouldn't give you something in which it is because, you know, if I'm such a big chochem that I know how to be matter things, then a chochem is not choshed on lifnei iver. You know that I won't be over lifnei iver in making you go against your neighbor. So you can imagine, you know, imagine this scenario. I thought, you know, imagine somebody from America comes to London. The first time he's in London, he's staying in my house. He comes Shabbat and he says to me, tell me, he in Golders Green, can you carry me in Golders Green? Because I have an Eilif here in Golders Green. Now, imagine, you know, imagine I belong to the people who are Matthew, let's say. And I would carry him. Now, if I would simply tell him, and say to him, yeah, we've got a very good Eilif, excellent Eilif, was made by Big Tamid Chachomim, who know what they're doing, Yerei Shamayim, no question about it, people have seen it from Eilif. It's marvelous Eilif, I carry him, you know. And I would just tell him, and he would go out and carry. So, would there be something wrong in that? Well, Lifnei Iva of Chilal Shabbos, there wouldn't be, because I hold like those who are Matir. I'm sorry from those, so, in my opinion, and carry, then there's no lifnei iver. I can tell him the same as I carry myself. I can tell him, yeah, it's perfectly okay, there's a good eilif here. As far as the other chashash that you've been the inyan of neder, of course it isn't here. He's never been annoyed anything. The first time he's in London, he hasn't been annoyed to carry, he hasn't been annoyed not to carry, he's got no nadorim, so I'm not mashal him in any neder. So the only thing that remains is the other inyan of Madasanilok Atasil Chavacho. It's a bit of a nasty thing to do if he goes out and carries, and then he finds out that that Piktukim, there's some people who hold of it, some people who don't hold of it. He can come back to me and say, listen, you told me that Eilif, I hear this, I hear that. So he would be very upset by that. So that is the Isser, you know, I mustn't do that. As Ben Odom Lechavero, I have to leave Komarcho, don't do that. I wouldn't like it if I came to a town and asked about Eilif. And I started carrying, and then I found out that the Eilif wasn't so glad. So I would have to tell him, if he asked me such a question, then I'd have to be open with him and say, listen, I personally think it's a very good Eilif, but you should know there are people here who don't hold of it, for whatever reason, and, you know, some people carry, some people don't carry, and, you know, that's the situation here. So I've been open with him, so it's up to him what he does. He might ask me, well, what do you do? That's probably what he would say. Is my host, he trusts my kasher, you yourself, what you do. So if I would say, me, you know, I carry in the aid of you, I don't mind. And if he would say, yeah, okay, if you carry, it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. Okay, I've been yoyed to that. I haven't done anything nasty to him. So that's the situation that way around. Now, what the other way around? Where I hold like the oisim, right? I hold like the poskim that after, and you hold like those who hold the smutter. Right? So, I would hold it's Isser, the Karin, the Eidav, Chilat Shabbos, Isser Gomel, whatever, and you don't hold, you hold them the Eidav, and you hold it's perfectly mutter, and you carry. So now I'm giving the Shia on Shabbos afternoon a shul, and I say to my friend, oh, you know, I forgot to bring my notes there before Shabbos. Do you mind, will you carry my, you carry on the ale, you know, will you carry my notes for me? And I said, yeah, go back to Shabbos, sure, not give it to me, I'll put it in my pocket with a glass of Fadnigan. You know, would I be allowed to do that? I mean, I've often seen at Simchas, you know, there's some people that don't hold it to open a bottle on Shabbos, a wine bottle there, you're breaking the cap, then that's also, it's a chilul Shabbos. I think that was Falk, guy that, and I can see that it's a very, very strong point. I can see it makes very good sense. I learned told him the Shabbos of Chavrusa with Eliyahu Falk in Gateshead, and in those days I was in it, you know, and I could even argue with him, but I saw the point, and I thought, you know, it's tough, right? You know, you're making it, actually creating and making a keli. This is now a cap, something which can be used to close the bottle with. Yeah? But there are other people, I think Dan Pablo, I think, said that if there's nothing in it at all, you can open it. So it happens very often, you know, you go to Kiddush, you go to something you want to make Kiddush, and there's a bottle there, and it's closing. And I said, ugh, the bottle is closed. So can you say, well, give it to me, I'll open it for you. No, can you open it? Or could I ask you, could I say to you, listen, you open bottles in Shabbos, do you mind opening this bottle for me? So this is the Shaila. So the Shaila Melech, Hilchot Ishus, he says that it's also. If I hold that it's also, I hold that this thing is a Chilul Shabbos, then the same way as I can't do it myself, so I can't ask you to do it. How can I ask you to be Mechalel Shabbos? You do it all the time, and you're carrying things all the time, and you spend your life carrying and opening bottles and things like that. That's nothing to do with it. In my opinion, you're making a mistake. In my opinion, you're being Mechalel Shabbos all the time. So how can I ask you to be Mechalel Shabbos? This is the opinion of the Shah HaMelech. Mind you, this is only if I hold mamish, if I hold it, it's also. No, if I hold that I know there's a big machlaitis about it, and the emes, you know, I hold at emes, I feel the matirim are right. You know, most poskim are matirim. But I personally, I want to be yoyt for the holidays, so I'll be machmir. Then that's a different case. In that case, I can ask you, do you mind opening the bottle? You know, it's mutter the emes, I'm not asking to be machmir. I hold it's mutter, but I like to be machmir, so I don't open the bottle. But I don't hold it's also. In that case, even the Shah HaMelech would agree that he can do it. Yeah, that's right. The same thing. Yeah, that's right. No difference. Bottles, fridges, everything. We've got lots of examples of this. Now, there are a lot of people, a lot of poskim, who don't agree with the Shah HaMelech. I think most poskim, surprisingly, don't agree with this Shah HaMelech. And they hold that even though I hold something as also, but if you hold it as mutter, then I can ask you, hold as mutter, I can ask you to do it. And the fact is, it's an interesting story. There's a lot of support for this.
You don't even have to have a hint. Like
no, not hint. Ask them openly. Yeah, ask them to do it openly. The Gemara and Baba Batra, very interesting. Gemara, you see, our Gedoy Mats Hanoim, Amaroim, you know, they were busy, they had businesses, they had work, they had, you know, they were just sitting in the base of marriage, passing in things. They had Rabbi Baba Konam, he had a big orchard, and he was growing, he had date palms, very nice, lovely date palms. And next door to him was Rabbi Yosef, and he had a vineyard. And the halakha of the Mishnah said that I must remove my trees, I mustn't have it too near the border because it can damage, so I've got to keep 4 amos away from the boundary so that my trees don't damage your vineyard. At four amos distance, it doesn't do any damage. So the Holland had his trees, his date palms, 4 amos away from the boundary. The Yosef came along to him one day and he said, you know something? Your trees are damaging my vineyards. I want you to take away your trees. He said, I'm damaging your vineyards? They're 4 amos away. The Mishnah says 4 amos. He said, no, the Mishnah only applies to this sort of a tree. Your tree is a different sort of a tree. A whole thing, he says, in your case, a palm tree with a vineyard that does damage even more than 4 amos, your tree is damaging my vineyard. Please, you know, take it away. So the Kohen says, listen, I don't, you know, so I'm concerned the Mishnah says 4 amos, and the Mishnah, I go like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says 4 amos. In my opinion, I'm not damaging your trees whatsoever. But, you know, Lamayim Shalom, I'm prepared to lose my beautiful palm tree, if it keeps you happy, you know, I'm prepared to lose it. But I've got a problem, you know, that it's not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. If a tree that's growing nice fruit, there's no heter. The only heter to cut down a fruit tree is either if it stops bearing fruit or has so little fruit that it's not worth keeping it up, or it's causing damage, in which case you can cut it down. So the Chodah says, you know, I'm prepared to lose my tree, but I can't cut it down, because in my opinion, I hold that it's not causing any damage, it's a perfect thing, and it's a beautiful fruit on it, I've got no heter to cut it down. If you're convinced that my tree is causing damage to your vineyard, so you do it, yeah? Bavakasha, I'll open the gate for you, I'll give you an axe, I'll give you a saw, I'll make you cups of coffee, and come in, and you cut it down, but I'm not cutting it down. And that's very interesting. What do you see from this? Even though that he held, that Holland held, that since they're not causing any damage, he held it as an issue to cut down this tree. But nevertheless, he said, if you hold this mutter, how can you have any letting one? You should say, listen, I can't let you cut it down because, in my opinion, you're doing a very big issue. You think it's damaging, you've got a thing in your head. I don't think it's right. I can't let you cut it down. So you really see from here that if you hold it the smutter, then I can say to you, okay, go ahead and do it. In other words, that we say the Torah, Lama Shemayim, the Torah was given to human beings, the Torah was given to the Talmid HaChomim, it's up to the Talmid HaChomim to work out, if they do it honestly, and they're not talking about any, you know, a sincere Chochum who knows what he's doing, and he knows the locus, and he knows everything, and he works out that the thing is mutter, then it's mutter, and he's allowed to lie in that track. And therefore, if I see that you Rav Yosef hold that it's mutter to cut down this tree, okay, you're entitled to hold this mutter. If you hold this mutter, then for you it's mutter, and therefore I can give you permission to go and cut down my tree, and, you know, there's no harm in that. I even thought to myself, you know, Rav Yosef was a blind man. You know, a blind man wielding an axe and cutting down trees. Very dumpy business. You know, how did he do this? You know? And so obviously he must have asked his workers, you know, to do it. How could his workers do it? So you see from the worker, you see from this, that the workers, they are allowed to rely on the Pesachim. They say, listen, we work for Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is a great Chochum, and he passes his mutter. If he tells us to do it, then it's mutter, and we can go ahead and do it. So you see that you're even allowed to rely, other people are allowed to rely on the Materim, and they can do it then. And the person who utters can say, okay, for you it's mutter, that's okay. I remember some years ago that Rabbi Feldman was in America, and his daughter asked him, a shayla was something on, and he said, listen, don't ask me, you know, I'm very machmir indeed in your name, you know, go to Rabbi so and so, you know, he'll give you a heter for, you know, but don't ask me. And I remember at the time I thought it was a bit of an odd thing to do, and if you hold it's also, you're what you're doing, you know, you're sending to somebody else. But he was absolutely right. You know, there's a Gemara in Chulin that says that Rav Ami, you know, he held Yesh Begidin Benoit in Tam, the Gidin there, also, he cooked something with him. And when people came to him with a shayla about that, he said, look, don't ask me. And he sent them to Rav Yitzchak Ben Chaluf. He said, go to this one, he is matter this thing, go to him, you know, and he'll give you a heter for it. Right? So you see, it's in the foolish of the Gemara. I remember some years ago, I was speaking to a Reform rabbi, and he told me that, you know, in my country, I never would solemnize a marriage between a Kohen and a divorcee. I said, really? I said, so what would happen, you know, if one of your congregants, you know, came to you and said, I'm getting married, I've fallen in love, I want to get married, sent out invitations, would you solemnize? He said, yeah, it's happened. That a Kohen came to me and I said, I'm very sorry, you know, I can't do this for you, but I'll tell you what, I'll give you the address, name and address of the nearest liberal rabbi, the liberals, they do it, and so you can go to them. But that's not the same case as Rabbi Feldman. I think he'd be very, very annoyed if I made the comparison. Okay. Now, there's a lot more to say, but we've got to finish in time today at 9 o'clock, I'm told. There is the question, and we might have to maybe the tail end so that Riesfeld had a PS for the last sheet this morning, so maybe in the next time if we something that we don't quite finish off, we'll have to finish off the tail end. But there's a question of if you've got something, right, which is not also, right, but it can be used for Issa and it can be used for Heter. That is a different question now than what we were talking about before. That something which I don't know what you're going to use this for, the Mishnah Shviyas, somebody wants to buy the cows and I'm already somebody who is Choshed at Shviyas, he wants to buy a cow from me, he might be using this cow to plow his field, which is also in the Shmita, or he might be using it for Shchita. So the Mishnah says there, that loves the Shamis Hillel, we pass like this Hillel, that it's mutter to sell it to him. Unless he says the face, you know, please can you sell me a good strong cow because I need it to plow it. If you know for sure he's going to use it to plow, then you can't sell it to him. But if there's a topic, whether he's going to use it for that on one way or the other, then we're allowed to sell it, we're allowed to be toiler and assume that he's doing it, you know, for heter. Now, what is the swara of that? I mean, if it's a Sufi, so it's a Sufi listener either, how can I let myself in? Maybe he's using for that, and then I've been mashing him. So there are various lines on this. The Moshe Feinstein and others, they take the line that a michshel is only a vadai michshel. Something that it's not even sure there's a michshel, that the toilet is an asset. It goes sort of so far, it's like lifnei to lifnei, you know, it's already too far away from being, you can call this a michshel, you know, not, everything can be a michshel, everything could be used for something, there's no limit, you know. If it's something which is definitely also, you know, that, you know, you can't give. But if something which can be used for a heter, you know, that is okay. You know, the topic is not called a michshel. I saw in the Chazon Ish, now, a very interesting piece, and it's sort of only the Chazon Ish, you know, can say a thing like that. And he says, he takes a different line. He doesn't say that a Sophic mixture is not a mixture. But he said, I'll read you out what he says. He says, we can be toile leheta, she'in bonu lachachmir besfekas, because if we are machmir about the spekas, and the person comes to him, wants to buy a cow, says, I'm sorry, I can't sell you the cow because you might use it for a thing. Then, nami nasa mitchel, we're also doing a mitchel by not selling it to him. Shenimna chesed v'dake chayim v'shalom me'atzmeinu u'mehem. We're withholding doing chesed and normal social relationship and having shalom and having peaceful relationship with each other, we are withholding this from ourselves and from them. That's not the way to live. Oh, I'm not selling you this, and then, you know, you might use it, how they know it's going to use it for, and it creates a lot of bad feeling. And they're really, they're just amaratzim, and they don't do the prayer, but they're amaratzim, and we've got here the mitzvah l'hachiyos, the mitzvah to keep them alive and to help them, to support them in every possible way. So we've got to sort of help them, and if we don't, then it'll have a backlash, you know, they'll come, they'll hate us, they'll hate all the frumers, and it'll be a thing. You might say, okay, so what? So they'll hate the frumers, you can't help it. He said, but the nigram lehem sheyavru aloy sisno, the oikam alavim, they'll be either aloy sisno, it's a chichter levecho, and other lavim, she'ein isurim kal mizeh she'onu boim lehatsila mimenu. The issa of Lysisna and all the other things, having bad feeling and hating them, that's not a smaller issa than the issa which we are trying to prevent them from doing. And therefore, if we don't serve them, then we are machshil them, or we listen to either, and we are machshil them, you know, in Lysisna the Chicho. And therefore, he says, Hilchoch Shoklu Chazal Bepelis, the Chazal weighed up in the balance very carefully. How far we should sort of not have a relation, should have a relation, we shouldn't be matching them in bigger things. And therefore they decided, they were machria, less on the mochram, this man should vada avera, not to sell him anything which is a vada avera, but to be matia, a sophic, if it's something is only a sophic, then in that way we can be matia. And this is the nice, the golden mean, which keeps the happy and keeps everybody, and this is the nice way of working. So this is what the Chazon Ish says. And so it's there's a really a lot. This is something that is quite a bit which I still next time we'll do it before we start, we'll finish off the payment. I'll finish at 9 o'clock. I've got 1 minute now, so I'll just give you and leave you with a little thought, you know, which your little take home present. What happens, think about this, if I come to a person, to a yid, come to his house with a gun, I point a gun at his head and I say, eat this piece of chadar or else I'm going to kill you. Then what does he do? He has to eat the chadar, right? He's not allowed to throw away his life of committing suicide. It's in the way, says the Rambam. So question is, you know, he eats the chadar and I go home. Have I been over listener either? I've been mashing him in eating the chadar. Or do we say, no, I haven't been matching him in anything. What's he done? He's eaten chazer, so what? It's mutter. He's eaten heter de chazer. Chazer, with somebody pointing a gun at you, is mutter to eat. This man has been either no avera at all, so I haven't caused him to do any avera at all, I haven't been matching him in avera, and therefore I haven't been either listener either. So something for you to think about. You have to say the next time.
Are you sure that it's before